What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones. Chris in Florida, thank you for waiting all this time. What's on your mind today?
First off, Mike, quick question. What was the name of that court, I believe you mentioned, that says that that China has jurisdiction over the South China Sea? I think it was from the 1940s.
The Cairo Convention, I think it was called.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right. Well, getting back to the two callers past, in the court of public opinion, there's a false flag attack being conducted by self-described progressives against fascism that in this country goes under the name of capitalism. Of course, when you have a corporate currency, that's the epitome of fascism.
Okay, now I have to hit the brakes here right now, because capitalism and fascism are not the same thing. There are three fundamental economic systems in use throughout history, and let me give you a couple of definitions. Capitalism is a system in which if you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, you are responsible for that debt, because freedom means not only the freedom to succeed, but the freedom to fail and the responsibility to accept either outcome. That's capitalism. Under socialism, if you make money, it is taxed away from you for the betterment of society. If you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses so you can pick up and start again. That's socialism. Fascism is a system in which if you make money, you are allowed to keep it. If you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. And that's where the United States is right now with TARP and bailout and all this other nonsense going on. We stopped being a capitalist nation decades ago. And one of the big lies that the American people are struggling with right now is they're being told that opposition to fascism equals opposition to capitalism, and that is simply not true. When the Occupy Wall Street people were out there protesting, they were protesting against fascism and protesting for a return to capitalism, okay? Because capitalism is a good balance between the two systems. And yes, capitalism is subject to abuses, but certainly not the open abuses we see under fascism.
True, I agree with all that. And capitalism, the definition, is a way of organizing an economy so that the things that are used to make and transport products, such as land, oil, factories, ships, etc., are owned by individual people and companies rather than by the government. And when we have Title 12 of the U.S. Code, Section 411, says Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States to the Federal Reserve, which, of course, is privately owned, and payable in lawful money. So that, by virtue of the currency we use, we are fascist. So answers that we can find are by promoting and participating in equitable commerce media like public usury-free community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, swap shops, and community gardens. So,
we could just go back to the economic system our nation started with, which was a system where the government managed the public currency as a public utility, and Congress was given the authority by the Constitution to coin the money, because the money was actually the physical metal, and the paper notes were just claim checks for convenience' sake. And the government would coin up a certain amount of money. They would spend it into circulation to buy what the government needed. The money would flow through commerce without accruing any interest. And at the end of the cycle, the government would tax that money back in the same amount to balance the books. And that's a system that worked very well for the American nation. It worked very well for the American people. It's what allowed the new United States of America to very rapidly become a world economic power. And that's why all of the European banking families, which have been playing their little private central bank games for, well, back then, 100 years or so, got very, very nervous about it. But that system does work, and we need to go back to it. But unfortunately, the bankers literally believe that nobody should be allowed to exist who is not in debt to the bankers. And if you go back and you look at All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, the text article is linked at the top of the page. It basically is the retelling of American history as a war between those who think that governments and people should provide their own money for commerce, and the private central bankers who are insisting that only they be allowed to print up ink and paper and loan it out to the world at interest in order to exert control over them. Private central banking is not about economics. It's not even about banking. It is a system of governance. And it's no more legitimate a system of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as the population is brainwashed into thinking this is the only way the world can operate. And that's why when the Federal Reserve was created, our public schools stopped teaching our kids about King George III's Currency Act, which was the real cause of the American Revolution. Because King George III tried to bring the colonies under private central banking by ordering all commerce in the colonies to use banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And that's what triggered the revolution.
Right, yeah, as you know, Ben Franklin's memoirs,
yes.
You know, Currency Act 1764. Well, you know, we would agree that fiat currency, which is state mandated, state decreed, that's the definition of fiat money, is a bad idea, to have one currency that is required and no others, no other private, you know, currencies. If you and I want to do business, we have to use the state-mandated currency. Well, that isn't true currently. A lot of people believe it is, and that for some reason they think community currencies have been attacked, where I don't know of anywhere there's been persecution. But, you know, fiat...
Well, there's one area where it was, and before I get into that, I do want to shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about economics and currency, and you are right. By and large, people can use whatever currency they want to conduct their business, whether it's silver coins, gold coins, white seashells, whatever they want to do. When you look at the front of a Federal Reserve note, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. The word only is not in there. Okay?
Right.
And a lot of communities have what they call trade dollars. I got a whole collection of them to hammer home the point, the Catalina dollar, the Maui dollar, and so forth and so on. The only time one of these alternative currencies has come under attack was when the Liberty dollar put Ron Paul's face on one of their coins and apparently upset the delicate, fragile ego of George W. Bush, who sent the Treasury Department in there to shut down the Liberty dollar, confiscate all their silver and gold, and lock up Bernard von Notthaus, who was the coinage architect, under this idea that because they used the word dollar, it represented counterfeiting. Now, the dollar is not a trademarked U.S. term. Other nations use the word dollar. Zimbabwe didn't. It's basically derived from Thaler in Germany, where the silver mines of Thaler, Germany, would sell their silver in round coins of uniform weight and shape. And that was the beginning of the idea of a recognized unit of value as a currency. So finally, the U.S. government backed off and said, yeah, it wasn't really counterfeiting. There was no way you could look at a Liberty dollar or a Liberty coin or the paper notes that were being issued and confuse them for the U.S. currency. It was just harassment. And today we see the Federal Reserve is trying to find some way they can shut down virtual currencies like Bitcoin, because they understand if there is the possibility of the people moving to a non-interest-bearing value-based currency, they're going to go there. Because they understand as long as they use that Federal Reserve note, the privately owned Federal Reserve is getting a piece of their action. Whatever you work, they get profit. They make the money off of your work. And that is, of course, the whole idea of slavery, is you work, they get the wealth from it.
Right. Yeah, well, almost all community currencies are denominated in time. They're called hours most often. You know, like Ithaca Hour is the most modern pioneering example that was started in 91, but there are quite a few others.
And yeah, well, they're denominated in different things. And again, I'm trying to look through my little box of props here. At the Maui dollar and the Catalina dollar, and they're denominated as dollars, and they're equivalent in value. And they were basically designed to boost local trade as opposed to buying from outside. But there are alternative currencies. I used to have a stack of these Lynchburg notes that were printed during the Civil War. They were accepted. And during the Depression of the 1930s, there were communities in America that didn't trust the Federal Reserve paper dollars anymore, and they started issuing their own internal currencies.
right over 3,000 during the first Great Depression in the 30s. Well, yes. You know, because productivity is limited by time alone, it's virtually unlimited. So I don't believe it should be limited by any commodity or even a basket of commodities. If the currency is publicly accountable, as I mentioned, I can't stress enough, it's publicly accountable as our community currencies, the time banks, our cooperatives, and it's not privately owned or unaccountable like the Federal Reserve, then because the money system has to grow with productivity, I don't believe it should be limited by...
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because when the Nazis shut down the private central bank imposed on Germany by the Treaty of Versailles, and they set up a state bank and a new currency, that currency was denominated as an hour of labor. And even though one person's labor may actually be worth another person more than another person, for example, a bricklayer's hour of labor is not going to be worth an hour of a doctor's labor. But despite that disparity, it did work. And it was the foundation of the German miracle, which is why the rest of the world, still enslaved to private central banks, ginned up World War II to smash that system. But any commodity that's going to grow with the population would work. I wrote an article a while back about a hypothetical currency called the Electro, which was based on a kilowatt hour of electricity that was tokenized and used as a monetary unit. And that would certainly work as well. And it would be decentralized. There wouldn't be a private central bank issuing it. Anybody creating electricity is creating wealth. Anybody using electricity is spending that wealth. It really is – it's got a lot of advantages to it. But remember, the goal of the private central banks is to maintain a monopoly where you are forced to use their currency borrowed at interest in order to make you their slave. That's what it's all about.
Right,
they know these pieces. Yeah, they know these pieces of paper and ink are absolutely worthless. The item of value is your sense of indebtedness to them.
Yes, well, you know, that's why I don't believe that a gold or silver or any commodity or basket of commodities would keep up with human productivity, especially if technology increases. And because fiat currency, fiat means it doesn't need paper, as many people seem to agree or seem to believe, it means by official decree. So even gold and silver in our past has been fiat currency, and usury can be.
No. The definition of a fiat currency is when a government comes on out with a piece of ink and paper and says, this is now worth so much in silver and gold. And when you're dealing with silver and gold, it's not the coin that's the money, it's the metal content. You can melt it down, hammer it around, change it all over, it's still worth as much. Any commodity-based monetary system is going to be superior to this fictional money being created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got a bunch of callers on the line, and I got to give everybody their fair shot, so thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ed in Dallas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm getting better.
Well, listen, I wanted to bring up something that probably everybody has probably thought about before, but not really in a lot of depth. You know, the bankers or anybody cannot do anything unless they have an enforcement arm in order to make good on what they're trying to do, right? And so the bankers, or anybody, government, I don't care who it is, has got their enforcement arm. And the enforcement arm of the bankers is the actual sentinel. I call them the sentinels of the door. You know, they watch the door. And they are, of course, the solicitors or attorneys of this country. They're the ones that's holding everything where it's, you know, where they want it. And so... I have been having great success working with the attorneys who deal with the whatever the issue is directly. In other words, whenever you find, like, say, let's give you an example. If you got a statute and you know that for a fact that it's unconstitutional, then you go find the attorneys who are responsible for taking care and writing that statute and protecting, like for example, the attorneys that I'm dealing with are the ones who are protecting the cities and all their everything. You know, they represent the cities around the surrounding areas of Dallas. And I found one attorney firm, believe it or not, that almost represents every single city in this whole metroplex. And so it makes it real easy for you to deal with one firm.
Okay, well, you need to back up a bit. You need to back up a bit, okay, because there's a Supreme Court decision from the very beginnings of our country, Marbury versus Madison, which says any laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. You don't need to go back to court and get a decision. You just go on I refuse to obey.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. You need to get to your point.
Okay, I'm talking about dealing with the attorneys themselves and telling them, like I've done, that you know that you and I both know that this statute or this ordinance or whatever it is unconstitutional by the Supreme Court decisions or by the Circuit Court decisions or whatever. You and I both know this, and you got to get their agreement. I got the attorneys to agree with me that they're unconstitutional. Okay, and so and once you get that agreement, then you say, look, you need to take care of that problem. You need to get that statute taken off the books or rewrite it so that it's constitutional. You got to do something, or else litigation will ensue. I will see to it that litigation ensues in the federal courts. And I know when I told that to these attorneys, they said, no, we don't want litigation. He said, as a matter of fact, he got off his duff and he went to the city that had the ordinance that I was arguing about. And he went that night and talked to the mayor, and they got together the very next day and had a meeting over it and everything.
Okay, here's the problem. I know you know what you are talking about. And you're giving us all these details about going to the lawyers and everything, and I still don't know what is the point of contention. What are you suing for? Who wronged you? What are you trying to correct?
Okay. This one is over First Amendment rights. Right to First Amendment. To the Constitution.
Okay.
Let
me ask you a question here. Okay. How was your right to freedom of speech abridged? What is the offense?
Okay, the offense was soliciting. Okay, I was soliciting, and there's ordinances all over every city, even the state, has ordinances that say you can't solicit for other groups. You know, like I'm doing soliciting for veterans.
Where were you soliciting?
On the street.
You were on a public street. Okay, I see that your case actually does have some merit. Unfortunately, though, we're coming up on a commercial break, and so I'm going to have to let you go here. The problem I have is I think our current government is way past any redemption, and it's a waste of time to go on in and talk to any of them about the Constitution because clearly there is no desire to reform the current government, because those who are benefiting from the current system do not want anything to change. I can understand why there might be ordinances regarding solicitation, and I can understand why they could be challenged on First Amendment grounds. But I think we've got larger issues to deal with here right now. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for the rest of the show, because I am way, way, way behind on my talking points, and I've got a lot of stuff I need to share with you. Now, individual called in from Las Vegas has sent me in these links to these polls. They are very much in favor of Donald Trump. We're hearing right now that in Arkansas, Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by 23%. And the demographic breakdown is very interesting, because with the younger people of Arkansas, they're okay with Hillary and they're falling for this thing about groping and whatnot. But people of my age and older who remember what life was like under the Clintons in Arkansas are absolutely not supporting her at all. They've had one taste of the Clintons. Once is enough. Learn from their wisdom. We'll be right back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And polls are showing that Trump is winning the early vote in Texas by a landslide, according to Sid Miller, who's the Texas Agriculture Commissioner. There's been a huge surge of Republican voters showing up to vote for Trump. We're probably going to see the highest participation of voters in this election that we've seen in a very, very, very long time. People who have not voted for years are deciding they need to go to the polls and maybe not so much vote for Donald Trump as vote against Hillary Clinton. And these are people who are not being contacted by the corporate media polls because they're not registered with a party, they're not active, and they're showing up, and they're registered with no party affiliation. Over at Facebook, they had a live poll there. Trump was winning by 95%. Another poll was broken out by gender. Let me look at this one. Trump, 82% among women. So Hillary's pander to the vagina vote does not seem to be working. Chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Jason Chavez, is saying he's going to vote for Donald Trump. And a lot of people are openly talking about refusing a Hillary presidency. And former Congressman Joe Walsh, who's now a fellow talk radio host, is saying that if the election is stolen from Donald Trump, he's going to grab his musket. Personally, I'd be more in favor of something a little bit more modern. But I understand the sentiment. Now, I don't want to see a bloody revolution in the streets of the United States of America, but there's a lot of people out there with a different opinion. And again, going back to what John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I don't want to see that happen. But it's not under my control. It's under the control of those people who are trying to shove Hillary Clinton down our throats and up our nose. Are they willing to risk an open rebellion in this country? And again, even under the best of circumstances, if they take this away from Donald Trump by electronic vote fraud, by illegal immigrant votes, by dead votes, if they somehow arm twist the Electoral College to flip it over, Hillary is going to find herself the chief executive of an absolutely paralyzed and impotent government. Because the American people are not going to listen to anything this government has to say. They're not going to obey that government. They're not going to fill out the endless mounds of paperwork. They're not going to comply. They're not going to cooperate. They're going to say, go make somebody else's life miserable. Go fight the wars yourself. Go pay for all this yourself. You're all rich people. Why do you keep coming to us for more money to give to Israel? Now, there's a story coming out on Euronewswire that apparently Michelle Obama was overheard saying that Hillary's health is in such poor shape that they're literally pumping her full of stimulants to keep her going. We already know from one of Huma Abedin's emails that if there isn't a podium for Hillary to lean on, there's only a finite amount of time she can talk, and the speeches have to be cut short. This is another video that just broke of Hillary Clinton needing a hand from somebody to get up one step to make a speech. And I understand the campaign is very long and arduous, and it's a strain, but in a way, that's the trial by fire that assures us that the chief executive has the physical wherewithal to do the job. Now, Newt Gingrich, as you know, had a bit of an argument with Megyn Kelly, basically saying that she was so obsessed with the allegations that Donald Trump groped all these women 30 years ago. And he called her on it saying, why aren't you just as obsessed with all of the allegations against Bill Clinton and how Hillary covered for him? And Megyn Kelly got all defensive and in a huff. Oh, that doesn't matter what Bill did or what Hillary did. I'm here to just make you think that Donald Trump is bottled slime. All right. We got to take a break. I'll tell you the rest of the story after we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the show, and we're talking about the tiff between Newt Gingrich and Megyn Kelly. And let me back up here a little bit. Remember during that very first GOP debate, and Megyn Kelly went right after Donald Trump, you know, on this issue about how you hate women and mistreat them and everything. And Trump turned it around on her. The audience was laughing and on his side. And you could see in Megyn Kelly's face that, look, I will get you somehow. You're just a man. You're supposed to roll over and die when I challenge you. And so more recently, Megyn Kelly has been just totally focused on these unfounded and in many cases already discredited allegations that Donald Trump groped these women 30 years ago. And in the 30 years from then until now, the women were telling their friends what a great guy Donald Trump was, and they thought it was wonderful. And then all of a sudden, they're in financial trouble, and they're getting mysterious infusions of cash to pay their bills. And they're saying, Donald Trump touched me 30 years ago, and I've kept it a secret all this time, and now that okay? And Newt Gingrich called Megyn Kelly on this. She doesn't want to talk about the policies. She doesn't want to talk about the WikiLeaks revelations of corruption. She's just totally obsessed with Donald Trump's sex life. I don't know. Maybe she secretly lusts after him. And Gingrich called her on it saying, why aren't you concerned about Bill Clinton's sexual appetites, the rape accusations, and how Hillary destroyed the lives of these women to keep them quiet? And Megyn Kelly basically said, I'm not interested in this Donald Trump. And as of today, apparently Newt Gingrich is now off the guest list for Fox and Friends. They don't want him coming on back because he's just a man and he refused to roll over and die when Megyn Kelly challenged him. And what's really interesting about this is Megyn Kelly's out there just criticizing Trump for objectifying women. And yet she posed in GQ magazine in what could be perhaps generously called cheesecake photos. Skimpy little black thing with the strap off the shoulder. And it's not porn, it's not even softcore porn, but it's definitely an objectifying image of herself. So it's apparently okay for Megyn Kelly to objectify women, but not okay for Donald Trump. And it's just another indicator of the media bias. Now, more WikiLeaks are coming on out. Apparently, the Hillary campaign considered denouncing the mayor of New York City, de Blasio, as a terrorist after he refused to give her campaign his endorsement. And, I mean, it's just absurd. The idea. I mean, I can understand Hillary wanting to go after de Blasio, but at the same time, de Blasio is already under fire for changing around the rules that make it easier for the illegal immigrants to vote multiple times. It's just a reminder for those of you working on the Hillary campaign, you are only as good as the last favor you've done to her or done for her. And after that, all bets are off. And you remember what happened. In the first 6 months of Bill Clinton's first term in the White House, many of his key supporters, the ones who knew what was really going on, died under suspicious circumstances. All four of his top fundraisers, the ones who were coming in with huge boxes of cash that listed the DNC headquarters as the address of the donor, all four of them died. In one suspicious plane crash and three suspicious suicides, including White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster and Ed Willey, who supposedly shot himself in the head with a shotgun on the very same day that Bill Clinton was groping his wife, Kathleen Willey, in the Oval Office. Now, even though the corporate media refuses to cover this story, and perhaps an indication that it doesn't really matter anymore, an indication of the true power and reach of the independent media, the WikiLeaks fallout is having an effect. Hillary is hemorrhaging votes, and even the corporate media, as hard as they're pushing to oversample Democrats, are having to say that the gap between Trump and Hillary is closing, meaning the real gap of Trump being ahead of Hillary is widening. And we still have a week and a half to go to the elections. She's in trouble. They know that she's in trouble. All right, we're going to get... Actually, I'm going to skip on down here and get some of the science news out of the way since we're this close to the end of the show here. More snow is expected into Friday over in the Northeast. And Al Gore is running around with a hairdryer trying to melt it as quickly as it comes on down, because he's still out there pushing that human-caused global warming. It's real. You, what are you going to believe? Your own eyes with all that snow or these very expensively produced videos and charts that the scientists we hired at high salaries have put together for you? Let's see. New flu vaccine manufactured by Novartis is being used in Italy. It's starting to kill people. It's killed already 13 people directly attributed to adverse reactions to that vaccine. Now, we mentioned this yesterday. The Washington Post is now admitting the Zika virus doesn't cause brain deformities. It must be something else. And even the Brazilian scientists were saying, no, it's got nothing to do with Zika and the mosquitoes. Zika's been around for 75 years. The microcephalic babies didn't show up until pregnant mothers were mandated by the Brazilian government to get a new vaccine. And then all of a sudden, the microcephalic babies. Oh, it must be the mosquitoes. It must be Zika. It could never, ever be the vaccines. So up here in the United States of America, they've mounted these huge extermination operations, especially in Florida. It's been found out the governor of Florida is tied in with the company that's doing the spraying through his wife's investment company. And it doesn't solve any problem. Zika was never an issue. Most people self-immunize against Zika. And in the meanwhile, they've zorched all those honeybees. Because the spraying for the mosquitoes is killing off the honeybees that are needed to pollinate natural food sources. And I'm sure Monsanto's out there saying, yes, yes, keep on spraying. There's Zika, there's dengue, kill all the bugs. And then people will have to buy our laboratory-created seeds. Now, the International Agency for Research on Cancer is facing criticism over its classification of carcinogens. And it's apparently been advising its scientific experts not to publish internal research data on its 2015 report on how glyphosate is probably carcinogenic. And the agency is saying that they have to do so to protect its intellectual property rights, since it's the sole owner of such materials. In other words, there's another cover-up coming on these things. Over 500 methane vents have been found along the U.S. West Coast. This is Dr. Robert Ballard. He's back out there doing what he does best. And the issue here is a complicated one. We know that methane bubbling into water depletes it of oxygen. We know that methane, when it reaches the atmosphere until it naturally decomposes, is a very heavy, a very potent greenhouse gas. And the climate models don't take this into account. The climate models are very simplistic. They're designed to produce a desired result. Now, there is one issue that is down there that people need to be paying attention to, and it's called methane hydrate. And it's very bizarre stuff. Every once in a while, a piece of it will break loose, and it will float to the surface because it's basically lighter and less dense than seawater. And it is a water and methane clathrate. It forms deep enough where the methane doesn't form bubbles. And instead, it sort of merges with the water, and it produces this stuff that looks for all the world like sherbet. And it'll float to the surface, and it fizzes because the methane is outgassing, and you can set it on fire. And there had been talk about trying to exploit this as an energy source, which I think would be one of the most dangerous things you could ever do, because most of the methane hydrate is underneath a burden of mud and debris that's holding it in its place. If you start sucking it out and there's a cave-in, you could release a huge amount of this material, which would come to the surface of the ocean, melt, and you would have a huge cloud of methane going into the sky. If you're near a shore, you could be killing life on the shore. If there was a major release of methane, that really would trigger a major amount of warming. And I mention this because so many times in recent decades, we have seen industry and science handle these things so recklessly. there's almost like no consideration for what's going to happen after the next stockholders meeting, whether it's the GMO plants, vaccine adjuvants, methane hydrates. And I hope that if Donald Trump does overcome the election fraud, we already know from his speech yesterday, he wants to expand NASA and retask it. And I think what needs to be done is we need to have a bit more caution exercised over anything that's being proposed, whether it's human-caused global warming. We need to understand politics and corruption, politics and corporations will corrupt science to their own advantage, and there needs to be a check on that. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to make a mistake with drastic world-changing consequences. I'm still very concerned about that epicyte gene, because if it broke into the wild, then it's only a matter of time before all the corn on planet Earth renders any human who eats it incapable of reproduction. And then you're talking an extinction-level event. I'm a big fan of science, but it's got to be responsible science. It's got to be accurate. It has to follow scientific method. It has to be truthful. It has to be factual. Right now, science is being used as a replacement for religion in our society. They can't get the guy with the religious robes to convince you of anything anymore, so they'll get an actor in a white laboratory coat, and he says, up is down, and left is right, and black is white, and you're supposed to believe him because he's a scientist. No. Science is never, ever about belief. It's about reproducibility of results. And I look at what passes for science education in our schools today, where it's just repeating a bunch of names from history of famous scientists and regurgitating the dogma that is fed to them about things like global warming. When I was a kid, science was something that was very active in the classrooms. You did experiments. You built things. You verified for yourself what was going on. I remember there was a toy store near my home when I lived in West Covina. You could go on down and just buy bottles of chemicals and labware and just make whatever you wanted to make. The last time I saw a chemistry set in the store, it was this little book of papers that were saturated with microscopic amounts of chemical that you would wet and pinch together to get a reaction. And you would follow what was in the book, and that's all you could do. There was no means to design your own experiments to find out something that you'd seen. Remember, 90% of scientific discovery begins with some scientist saying, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I wonder what made that happen. Serendipity. And our current scientific education rules that out. I admire those young people who are able to excel in science despite the crippling manner in which science is being taught, especially by Common Core. All righty, getting on back here. We put up a video on whatreallyhappened.com, and it actually was made a while ago. This is the deathbed confession of CIA agent E. Howard Hunt to his son. And shortly before he died, Hunt confessed he was part of the assassination team that killed JFK. And this was not the first time his name came up, because remember the three tramps in Dealey Plaza? One of them was identified as E. Howard Hunt, and another one was Frank Sturgis. It was published in Liberty Lobby. And by the way, this is what the Watergate break-in was really all about. The Democrats had gotten high-quality photos of those tramps and knew these were Nixon henchmen, and they were going to use it to blackmail Nixon, if not to throw the election, at least to control him while he was president. And that's why they broke into the Watergate to get those pictures. That's why E. Howard Hunt led the break-in, because it was his rear end on the line there. But shortly before he died, he made a full confession to his son. There's a video of it, and you can look at it. And so, yes, the Warren Commission was a load of USDA choice bovine excrement that they shoveled at you. How many times do you have to be lied to before you understand you are ruled by a government that controls you with lies, fraud, and deception? Okay, now then, Latest report, Obamacare is sick and getting sicker. It's in serious trouble. People can't afford it. So what are they going to do? Well, the architect of Obamacare is out there on CNN saying that Obamacare will work as long as we continue, imposing huge, expensive penalties on Americans for refusing to go along. This is classic politics. It's a screwed up mess, but they're just going to whip you until you go along with it, and then they can say, see, it's all working. Everybody's enrolled. Nobody's getting adequate health care. Nobody's getting any benefit from these expensive health insurance policies because of the deductibles. But this government can never admit error or failure or change its course. Now, here's something else. A little bit of good news. You probably heard this story about how the Pentagon was seeking repayment of bonuses paid to California National Guard. Excuse me a sec. Now, excuse me, I need a little water. Now, these bonuses were overpayments, and the Pentagon was justified in asking for the money back. But most of these people who got these bonuses are now retired, and they can't come up with it. So the latest word is they're dropping this whole program, and that's good news to these veterans. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm sorry my voice is failing here in these last few minutes. So it's good news for those National Guard veterans. The Pentagon is abandoning this attempt to get them to repay some overpayments from decades ago, plus accruing interest, which I think was tacky since the Pentagon made the mistake in the first place. Also, it was pointed out that nobody is demanding repayment of payments mistakenly given to illegal immigrants and refugees. They're just being allowed to keep the money. And I understand the Pentagon, despite all the taxpayer money that's poured in there, they're coming up a little bit short. They've misplaced about $6 trillion. They don't know where it went. They're trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to get things to be handled, how they're going to pay for all the stuff that they're doing. Well, you know, a little more responsible planning might do it, because it turns out over the last two decades, the Pentagon has spent $58 billion with a B on failed weapons systems that went nowhere. The Army's Future Combat Systems was supposed to be a networked personal computer thing that got dropped. The RH-66 Comanche stealth helicopters got canceled. And the Pentagon has invested lots of money in developing weapons technology that never got delivered. I remember the on-again, off-again campaign over the B-1 bomber. Got it almost completed, program canceled. Then program renewed, we're going to call it the B-1B. And that $58 billion, with a B, does not include weapon systems in use that are utter failures, like the F-22, the F-35, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, the Gerald R. Ford, the Zumwalt. Vast sums of money going in there to make the machinery of death. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor, former CIA director Chris Morrell, who's out there saying we need to kill Russians in Syria, has come up with a new idea that the U.S. should start intercepting Iranian ships in international waters to help Saudi Arabia. Oh, yeah, that's going to calm things down. Here's your rifle, Chris. They're just so hot for a war. Now, militants in Syria are now receiving U.S.-made anti-aircraft systems, man-portable missiles. And basically, this is the U.S. rendering assistance to terrorists in full view of the world. The U.S. is responding to recent Russian successes in Aleppo by threatening more sanctions. Little bit of an embarrassment. There's nobody left to sanction. They've sanctioned everybody in Russia that they can. They can't sanction inside Russia. So I guess they're going to say, well, we're going to unsanction you, then we're going to re-sanction you just to show you how much we disapprove of you interfering with our efforts to take over another country. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and rest my vocal cords. Hopefully my voice will be a little bit better tomorrow. So remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you're learning here on the radio show. Take what you learn at the website. Carefully and gently put it before the eyes of people still enslaved to TV, especially those WikiLeaks revelations. They're having an effect, and we need to get it out there. And working together, we can overcome the censorship of the corporate media. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.